This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
That's rocketed out to deep left field, soaring high into the bleachers. Second deck shot for Byron Buxton.
Whoa.
He drives that ball out to deep left field and has it ticketed for the bleachers. A pinch hit home run for Harrison Bader.
I thought he was okay. You know, he just hung that breaking ball to Buxton. And we lost on two hanging breaking balls on a three-run homer and a two-run homer. So, you know, he covered four innings for us after kind of a weird ramp up to start this game, and just really that three-run homer there. I thought that we had some good at-bats tonight. It was good to see us use the whole field a couple times. We need to do more of that. Mounty hit the ball in the screws there. I know it was pretty unlucky not getting the big hit and not getting the three-run homer or the two-run homer like they got. Been going on for a while. You know, if you just look at our offensive numbers, there's a lot of guys struggling or not being where, you know, they hope they be.
You know, I feel bad for Brandon Hyde because it's Groundhog Day for him. Now we have a losing streak, Nolan, four in a row. Because I've said you don't have a winning streak unless it's four. And then a texter or a caller called in with me and Ryan Ripken last Friday and said, well, if you say that about a winning streak, it's not a losing streak. And so they lose four in a row. Well, or is there in a losing streak?
Yep.
They've lost four in a row. And they're nine games under 500 for the first time since July of 2022. And as we know, that team turned it around, actually was in playoff contention in late August and catapulted them to a couple of playoff appearances the next two seasons. But this team seems to be dead in the water. And I know there's a lot of injury discussions. And we're becoming kind of a broken record, too, by the way, because we're talking about the same thing day after day. But Brandon Hyde understands the hand that he's been dealt. Minnesota gets a couple of breaking balls. Buxton provides a souvenir. Harrison Bader, first pinch hit home run of his career off the usually reliable Keegan Aiken, which separated a 3-2 to a 5-2, which eventually became the outcome of the game. Orioles just don't get those hits. Laureano had the blast that gave him the lead early. Morton actually looked acceptable for a couple of innings. And then that damn curveball of his that he just can't seem to master, his best pitch, got smashed 450 feet or whatever it was into the hot dog vendor in the second deck at Target Field. And then, as we said, you know, Keegan Aiken, Dominguez gets an earned run because he inherited run scored on the homer. But that was all she wrote. One for four runners in scoring position. Now, Kerstad did get the hit, drove in a run. He had two knocks, so mm-hmm. We'll give him credit. The pitcher for Varland made that great play on a Holiday's little dribbler up first base. As the Orioles were down a run, would put a guy on first as Holiday was hauling ass to get there. But Brandon Hyde's like, all right, we'll talk. Charlie Morton sucks. That's how you should start it. All right, yeah, I get it. Charlie Morton sucks. We got that. Now 0-7 on the year. But he wasn't as sucky. But our offense is really sucking right now. Since Sunday, when they hit four homers and went 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position in a loss where Kansas City, who doesn't hit homers, hit seven. They've scored three runs. Three. And I identified this. Second week of the season. Man, Orioles got problems. And this was when Gunnar wasn't even in the lineup. I said, hey, you got some offensive problems. Where have the home runs gone since the first series of the year against Toronto? And now we're 7 weeks into the year, buried in last place, seven back now, nine games under 500. I mean, we're talking about Eflin. Forget about Eflin. Where's Westberg? Where's O'Neill? Where's the help with the bats? Again, those wooden sticks that they hand you before you go in to face the pitcher, you're allowed to use them. And you don't have to swing at the first pitch. You don't have to be aggressive in counts. And yes, there's scouting reports where you got a pitcher. It's like, get on him early. He likes to throw first pitch strikes, blah, blah, blah. Now, where's the patience? Why the strikeouts? Bailey Ober, if I'm betting on this game, any Orioles at 110. 10 Ks. Because he's a big strikeout guy. He gets 10 Ks. I'm not. But if I would, that's what I'd do. But Nolan, as we've talked about, the pitching, we knew it was. Let's reiterate. Let's reset for the people. It's Total Request Thursday. It's Vinny and Haney, Bobby Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's go back to February 15th. Go out of date. Orioles rotation. All right, we got Eflin. You got Grayson. You have Sagano. You have Kramer. And I guess Suarez and Povich were going to battle for the fifth spot. And a couple starts in the spring training. Grace Rodriguez, he's done. I got Charlie Morton. So even with your expected five, it's like, man, they might have the worst rotation in the league or in the division. Then it got worse. So you knew that was going to be bad. I don't think anybody expected the offense to be as putrid as it's been. Questionable, sure, because they were bad in the second half of last season. Well, based on their first half. I mean, they were so good in the first half of the season, they still finished in the top three in runs scored and homers. That's how good they were in the first half of the season. But this bad? This is brutal to watch. And it's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Mullins, just name a guy. Gunner. They come up to the plate, you're just hoping. Not expecting good things, hoping for good things. And if you were expecting, it would be probably something more on the negative side. This has been a tough watch. This team trying to score, play fundamentally sound baseball. They played one clean game. That was last Friday when Kramer pitched against Kansas City. And they've had a couple of not as dirty games. But other than that, this has been kind of a train wreck. And last night, another case of the offense just being Brandon Hyde lamenting it day after day. We can't get it done.
Well, Hyde said we just got unlucky. You heard the man. That's your manager right there, folks.
My manager.
I'll hold off today. Yeah. We got bigger problems here. But
I say fire the hitting coach.
They just hired him. They already fired those guys. And one of them's in Minnesota, as a matter of fact.
But you're right. The offense is a complete stunner with how bad it has been. Because it's not just, they're slightly below average or a couple guys that you expected to be a little bit better. They're not living up to their expectations. It's across the board, 1 through 9, all your bench players. It's everyone. And forget the left-handed hitting struggles. I mean, that's almost historically bad at this point. But that's only a couple days a week that you're going to encounter that. They can't hit righties either. They can't hit anybody. I don't understand how you have 10 hits last night, but only four at-bats with a runner in scoring position. How does that happen? I mean, nothing makes sense about the way this team is playing baseball right now. And I understand that Charlie Morton was a talking point last night because of the way he's pitched this year, but he was not the reason they lost that game. The home run was ugly. Don't get me wrong. And as soon as it happened, I rolled my eyes and I groaned, I'm sure as we all did.
I thought of Bob when they hit the home run. It's over.
Oh, 3-1. Yeah. 3-1. But they did, and he didn't. That was kind of the only damage. And Hyde did. He got the Hyder hook after 70. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised at that, by the way?
No. Well, because he just pitched Sunday. I knew it was going to be a short.
Yeah, through what, 25, I think, something like that.
Even if he pitched well, I figured he'd probably be done after four. Just because he's been throwing out of the bullpen recently. He hasn't been in the rotation rest period. But no questions, no answers from Hyde about Keegan Aiken giving up the play of the game, the Bader home run, the pinch hit.
First ever pinch hit home run.
That was the game right there. Not what Charlie Morton did early on. It was 3-2 at one point. That was a game that was there for the taking.
Somebody got to ask it.
Absolutely.
Well, we weren't. None of us were there. I mean, I'm ubiquitous.
And maybe it was asked. It didn't get put in the portion that's available to us. I don't know.
All right. To play devil's advocate, what would you want him to say? That sucked. Unfortunate. He would have followed it up with, well, "Look, Agan's."
Yeah, probably another snippy answer like he's been given this week. We didn't play it yesterday. Andy Koska asked him yesterday about the ongoing hitting woes, and you just cut him off mid-question. He's like, I just answered that.
So ooh, testy.
Yeah. Well, how about you get testy for your players when they're getting squeezed at the plate?
Yeah, and you can't. We were talking about it before the show. Vinny, we can't. All right, so Holiday, he got boned in the ninth inning.
Yes.
And I guess in the ninth inning, if you know got nothing else to lose, get thrown out. But that's kind of what you're for, Hyde. Because you're not allowed to argue balls and strikes. Do you want Kerstad whining in the fourth inning, and then he gets the heave-ho? Then all of a sudden, your bench gets shorter? Brandon Hyde looks like a guy that's kind of running out of answers.
Once again, asking, what do you do here? It's like Office Space. What would you say you do here, Brandon Hyde? Because you don't. We don't set the lineup. We know that. You didn't buy the groceries. You can't get thrown out. You can't stand up for your team. What exactly do you do? What is your job description?
Well, I do the big TPS reports or whatever, it's Office Space reference. But, you know, he's not the one going 1-for-6, 1-for-10, last in the American League, last in Major League Baseball runners in scoring position. As Nolan said, historically bad against lefties. When Mike Elias went out and got who? Tyler O'Neill, rakes lefties. Gary Sanchez rakes lefties. Ramon Laureano, who does all his damage against right-handed pitchers, and he sucks against lefties. The three guys you brought in to make a weakness a strength is even worse than it was last year. So, yeah, you're Brandon Hyde. You're like, the show chopped since we're using, like, kind of pop culture stuff. Cookie Channel, where they give you, like, a boot, a half a tree, a chocolate bar, and maybe a chicken, create something delicious. Brandon Hyde's on Chopped right now.
You
trying to make a gourmet meal.
It's all boot.
Out of unedible stuff.
You need an off the record with him, Nolan, and just like, how do we fix this? Let's be honest. What do we got to do to fix this? I mean, because, Bob, we talked about at the beginning of the show. You know, at least like when the Ravens start out 0-2, you know, they lost to Kansas right at the end. I mean, they were tight games.
Yeah. The Raiders' loss was kind of unacceptable, but we get it. Yeah.
Yeah. But these losses, they're red flag losses. There's issues
because
they're blowout losses.
Yeah. Let's pull this up because we got to get a break. Clock integrity kind of important here. Kind of, sort of, I guess. Right now, the Orioles are minus 66. Minus 66 run differential in Major League Baseball, which is the second worst behind only a team that might be historically bad, the Colorado Rockies, who lost again last night. They're minus 91. So the Orioles struggles continue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.